Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to another week of UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on a few stories you might have missed over the weekend. Today, the region's largest airport has a new leader, at least temporarily. And before St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, WVIA's Haley O'Brien shares a family recipe for shepherd's pie. It's Monday, March 16th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with the story on the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport. The region's largest airport has a new leader, at least temporarily. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, the airport's engineering director will act as interim executive director until a new leader is officially named.
Lackawanna County Commissioner Chris Chermak says the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton International Airport is looking for a new executive director. Chermak said that's because current executive director Carl Beardsley Jr. isn't returning to the job. Beardsley took sabbatical leave in November. Airport officials say they can't talk about why Beardsley is out. They do say he's not being replaced because he's doing a bad job.
We all love Carl. That's not the issue. We certainly don't want to harm Carl. We love the guy, and he did a super job as the director. But, you know, unfortunately, we're at this position where we have to make it, you know, we have to focus on the airport.
Chermak said Director of Engineering Stephen McCoolin will serve as interim executive director until a nationwide search finds a replacement.
And I specifically chose Steve because of his knowledge of the airport. He's been there for a long time. He was as an engineer and as a consultant. He was there even before he was an employee. So he's been part of the airport for a long time. So he's a really good person. He's even keeled.
McCoolin said he's unsure if he will seek the permanent job, but said he's not looking to make big changes right now.
I view my role as just basically keeping us on a steady course until we have the new leadership in place.
Beardsley led the airport for more than a decade, and the airport had some of its best years under his leadership, including a record year in 2019. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Now, WVIA News did reach Beardsley on his cell phone, but he declined to comment on Friday. Find more on this at WVIA.org. And now a bit of data center news from the end of last week. Penn's Northeast held a seminar on Friday called Powering the Future, Data Centers in Northeastern PA. At the seminar, representatives from across the data center and business industry, as well as utility companies, spoke on panels to discuss the growing industry. Penn's Northeast is a regional economic development agency. John Augustine is president and CEO.
There are 5.5 billion people online globally. And think about all the devices operating in your house. The average right now is 21. So it shows why data centers are becoming more and more crucial to our everyday living.
Data centers house rows of servers for any number of online activities like banking, AI, or saving photos to the cloud. Panelists discussed how power, water, and construction labor are factors in where data centers are built. Augustine says he knows of 29 data center projects proposed in the region. Many of those projects have local residents worried about how their water and electric utilities may be impacted and their quality of life. The industry is known to use a lot of power and consume water to keep servers cool. Representatives from water, electric, and gas utilities discussed how they're handling requests from the industry. The seminar also focused on workforce development and state and local policy regulations. Find more on this at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So you may have been celebrating Irish heritage all weekend with parades in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre, but tomorrow is the actual holiday of St. Patrick's Day. In honor of the day, WVIA's Haley O'Brien shares a family recipe for shepherd's pie in this Recipes of the Region feature.
I'm in the kitchen, peeling and cutting potatoes with my sister and best friend, Amalia O'Brien Thomas.
How does it feel to be interviewed by your sister?
This actually is quite normal. I feel like we were doing news bits since we were young. Like this is normal for us, actually. This is what you were meant to do.
That's right. We're always entertaining, putting on some sort of show.
Yes, we are. We're happy when we make others smile.
We're making our own version of shepherd's pie. First, we cook ground beef with a variety of vegetables.
I mean, I would put peas in mine, but, you know, some like corn, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't care for peas, and I also don't like onions. So I have alternatives. I use zucchini, carrots, and corn in my shepherd's pie recipe.
We put the meat mixture into a casserole dish, and then we prepare mashed potatoes for the top layer.
Salt and pepper. We're Irish. We don't go crazy with the seasonings.
After it's assembled, it bakes in the oven for about 20 minutes. We have the full recipe with this story at WVIA.org. For WVIA News, I'm Haley O'Brien.
Thanks, Haley. Find this recipe and more recipes of the region at WVIA.org. And one last thing for you today. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, March 16th through the 22nd. Four counties in our area are officially formed this week in different years: Northumberland in 1772, Wayne in 1798, Columbia in 1813, and Sullivan in 1847. 1802, the first military school in the United States is founded by Congress on the banks of the Hudson River in New York, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. 1934, the very first Masters Golf Championship is held in Augusta, Georgia. 1992, South Africans vote overwhelmingly to end the rule that led to a turbulent time known as apartheid, a racial segregation policy. And in 2008, the 85-year-old investment bank Bear Stearns collapses, just avoiding bankruptcy in a sale to J.P. Morgan Chase. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the day. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.